Track 14, The Last Word. Here is Neil with the news from Shady Pines.
What's that old forces adage? Never volunteer for anything? I really should abide by that. Bustling about her duties, managing the smooth operation of Shady Pines, Mrs. H sometimes is pushed for time to get everything done on her demanding list. So Old Faithful here steps up to the plate and offers to take on some of the menial jobs to free up Mrs. H for more critical tasks. You may think that is a noble gesture on my behalf. However, once I've performed the duty, it often becomes one of my regular chores. Recently, Mrs. H became a grey blur as she zoomed around Shady Pines. Not only did she have the usual things to do, but she had to get ready to go out. I was to drop her off to meet some friends. As any man will know, a woman preparing to meet the outside world takes the length of time of a football match, including half-time and the post-match analysis. I cherish these times as I am left at Shady Pines unsupervised, so I can eat and do what I like. All I need to do is something like repark the vacuum cleaner so she thinks I have contributed. To help Mrs. H be ready for the off, I volunteered to hang out the washing. A simple task, you might think, but I failed to perform it satisfactorily. I was dispatched to the linen line with a full basket. I had been briefed on what had to go where so items didn't snag in nearby trees, and instructed that socks should hang with toes to the right. Apparently it looks nice. I executed the job in accordance with instructions, or so I thought. About 5 minutes later, I glanced out of the window and there was Mrs. H, sacrificing some of her valuable time shuffling things around. What had I done wrong? You put the bath towels too close to the prop, and they need three pegs. My flannel is touching those old cleaning cloths. In addition to all that, I'd used the wrong sort of pegs. She has two lots. One type is newer, so is tighter, that leaves an indent on certain things, such as jeans, and they don't iron out easily. I should have used the old looser ones. Just before we left from home, Mrs. H loaded the machine again and added the soap powder so it was ready to go. As soon as you get back, she instructed, just switch the machine on and press start. Later, I picked her up from the meeting her friends. The final load was ready for the line. So while she changed, I hastened to the line to hang it out. I was well advanced with my pegging when I heard the grass rustle behind me and a voice whispered, "That's very sweet of you, but..." With that, Mrs. H began a bit of re-pegging, pointing out where I had gone wrong, including, "The bees love that shrub. You've hung your pants and socks too close. You don't want bees in your knickers, do you?" I have been trained also in the strict order for removing the washing from the line. Heavy stuff first, and try to fold it, so, again, it's easier to iron. And of course, if there is washing out and it starts to rain, a familiar sound echoes round Shady Pines. Neil!
Thank you, Neil. I hope you never regret deciding to volunteer for Just Talk.